WBSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Welcome back in. Third and final hour of the program here on Wednesday morning. And later on today, Mayor Mitchell will be in with Chris for Midweek with the Mayor. I'm sure they'll talk more about the search for the next police chief. By the way, we will get back into the flag talk. So if you have thoughts on that, 508-996-0500, app chat and open line voicemails, both available on the WBSM app. You can also comment on the Facebook post under Barry's article, which is getting a lot of conversation going. But I just want to mention very quickly that there's a story in SouthCoastToday.com and Standard Times. I don't know if it's in the paper, but it's on the website of the fact that 21 applicants applied to be the next police chief of New Bedford. And there was an interesting thing there in the story. I believe it was Frank Mulligan's story. And it said that Jensen Hughes was going through the applications and then the screening committee would do some interviews. So that was something that I don't remember the mayor saying as part of the process before. I thought that it was the screening committee that was just going through the applications first, but I guess it's Jensen Hughes going through it first. And then the screening committee will do preliminary interviews and narrow it down to two or three candidates, and then the mayor will conduct the final interviews and make his final decision. So they've closed it down now for applications. They've got 21 candidates that applied, and now the work begins of narrowing that down. So hopefully it won't be too long of a process. But in the meantime, Derek Belong is the acting chief. And no matter how it shakes out, whether it's somebody from outside or somebody from within the department, you know, I think you're going to have folks either way that think that it was the wrong move, especially in light of the Boston Globe Spotlight series, Snitch City. So it's going to be hard to kind of please everybody. So I think what you're here, and I'm sure the mayor will talk more about what is going to go into his decision-making, but he's got to block out all of that and just focus on who he thinks is going to be the person that does the best job. One question I would have for him, and maybe Chris will ask this, or maybe I'll just ask him if I see him in the hallway, but one question I would have is the mayor only seeing the candidates that are presented to him as the final options from the screening committee? Or is he seeing some other people, and would he have like veto power to say, no, you didn't push this person through and I wanted this person to come in for a final interview? Maybe I'm overthinking it, but I just think that, you know, there should be the possibility of that happening. 508-996-0500. So back to the flag issue, and you can read Barry's article on the website, on the app, on Facebook, and in the article, the city's flag policy is listed there. So you can actually click the link and it brings up a PDF of the city's flag policy that was adopted last April that basically says, basically outlines exactly whose flags can be put up there. And that doesn't include the pride flag, by the way, for people who, you know, keep bringing that up. So that means they can continue on with all of these, you know, celebrations that they do, all these flag raising ceremonies, because those are usually for, you know, sovereign nations. And those are cultural milestones for the city. And this is the line as I keep reading it, and it's almost like each time I read it, I come up with a different interpretation or a different kind of loophole. And so I was reading it during the news, and it says, you know, when it's talking about the other flags, so obviously the city of New Bedford flag and the U.S. flag are the two that are definites. And then the other flags that can be flown are the Commonwealth of Massachusetts flag, the flag of the United States Arms, flags of the United States Armed Services and Homeland Security, POW MIA flag, flags of other U.S. states, territories, or protectorates, flags of U.S. recognized foreign sovereign nations, or flags of civic or philanthropic organizations. And I think that that opens the door to possibilities like maybe the pride flag could be thrown under that, could be flown as that. But then it all depends on what that wording means. Is that the flag of a civic organization? Like, so does it matter the movement as opposed to the group? So could an organization, a civic organization that actually already exists, kind of utilize that flag as their symbol? So could the South Coast LGBTQ plus network say, you know, we're an actual nonprofit organization, which they are, and this flag is representative of our organization, and that is the loophole that allows for the pride flag. And then could a 501c3 nonprofit be formed, you know, raising money for those in Gaza and say the Palestinian flag is representative of our organization? And then where does the line get drawn in that? Because the mayor still has the final say in which of those get put up there. So how does that, you know, decision work? Because then what that means is basically he's saying yes to one and no to another. So there's a lot of questions kind of around it, and maybe they'll talk about it today. I don't know if they will when he comes in, but it's certainly getting a lot of conversation out of you, 508-996-0500. But some of the Facebook comments, and as I mentioned, you know, there's a lot of different causes that people would like to see flags flown for. For example, April was Autism Awareness Month. May is Mental Health Awareness Month. October, Breast Cancer Awareness. November, Pancreatic Cancer Awareness. March, Kidney Cancer Awareness. Will we fly flags for all of these things in the minds of people who think that we should be flying all flags? That's why I think you've got to have a policy, but I think that policy should be stricter than what the city has put out there. You know, U.S. flag, Commonwealth of Massachusetts flag, city or town flag, and that should be it. And that's not because I don't agree with the ideas and concepts and movements behind some of these other flags. I'm just tired of hearing people argue about it. Tired of people utilizing a piece of cloth as a divisive point while completely ignoring or bastardizing what the piece of cloth stands for. And let's face it, all of these things for awareness and for support, if you think that, you know, putting a piece of cloth up there is going to change the mind of a person who is not supportive of that, it's never going to happen. Nobody's going to look at a flag and suddenly become a good person if they're not. Or nobody's going to look at a flag and change their fundamental beliefs based on that. Oh, the city of New Bedford supports this, so I guess I have to now too. That's not going to happen. It's only going to give the other side. So if I was somebody who was in support of something, I would say I don't want a flag up there so that it becomes a point of division unnecessarily. And I would say to the city, hey, I'm not going to ask you to fly a flag for me because I know what that means. But you know what? I'd like to be able to put something on to increase awareness. And the city will do that all day long. As the mayor has said previously when he was on the air with me, you know, the city supports anybody that wants to put anything on as long as they're the ones that are doing it. The city is not taking on these events itself, but they'll work to facilitate with somebody to get it done. Now, some people who organize events have come back and said, yeah, they don't make it as easy as it sounds. But that's where the power can be had, not in flying a flag. So don't put your efforts into something that will actually mean more than just arguing about a piece of cloth in the sky. You know, and here's where we're going to get a bunch of phone calls from people who are going to start calling up and calling me a communist before they even hear the entire point I'm about to make. But the American flag is just a piece of cloth. What makes it matter is what we put behind that, what we use it as a symbol of. Waiting for the phone lines to light up because they only heard the first part, not the second. But it's what we put into that that makes it matter. And if you're just putting out a flag and not explaining to people what it's about, if you're just putting up a flag and not educating as to why people should care about that, it's not going to make a difference. That's why people put the American flag in front of their house. Because they know what it stands for and they believe in what it stands for. And that becomes an avatar for that belief. You know, too often people put things out as, I don't want to use the term virtue signaling because it's not necessarily that. In some cases it is, but it's more like, you know, when the Gulf War happened, everybody was putting yellow ribbons out on the trees in front of their yard to bring home the troops. And, you know, the troops were home before the stores stocked yellow ribbon up again. But people were doing it not because they had a stance on the war. They were doing it because everybody else was doing it. You know, they were just doing it because it was the right thing to do, is what you were supposed to do. They didn't understand the nuance of what the war was all about. They didn't understand what was going on. It was symbolic, but they at least had a mild understanding of what that symbolism was about. And that happens so often where, you know, it happened with Ukraine. People immediately started putting those signs out on their lawn. You know, the Ukrainian flag, the peace symbol, the different messaging. And they might not even know the ins and outs of what the conflict was all about, but they did it because it was the right thing to do. In their mind. So you've got to educate people beyond just putting a piece of cloth up in the sky. Focus on that first. Because, you know, right now there isn't an overwhelming amount of support for people that are saying, hey, this flag should be up there. I mean, I'm not surprised that, on social media, you're getting a bunch of, you know, America, love it or leave it comments, because not only are those the kind of people that comment on posts like that, but because that's what the bots do to further feed the divisiveness. You know, I was telling somebody the other day, it's almost like there's people who are just sitting around waiting. They're listening to the show. They don't like me. They don't like my opinions. They think I'm an idiot. They don't like when I talk about ghosts. They don't like when I talk about food. They wish I'd shut up about music and movies. They just listen because they wait for me to say something against Donald Trump so they can then call in and fight with me about it. Like, that's what they're doing every morning. And that's what you get on social media. It's not necessarily indicative of how people feel about it. But if there were more people that were pushing for this, you know, there'd be a larger movement to have it done. And so I don't think it's disrespect that they're not putting this flag up, as Eric Andrade is suggesting. I think it's just they've made a policy and they're not hearing enough voices that say that they should, you know, relook at that policy. I mean, Mayor Mitchell can be a stubborn guy, but if people were looking at that and saying, hey, we want this, he could make a decision. But I think they're just not hearing from enough people that they want this because, again, they're not educated enough to be motivated for it. And a flag isn't going to change that. 508-996-0500. I've got to take a break here. We'll be back in a few moments. Stay tuned. And before we go into the news, I just want to remind you that if you're looking to get some of the freshest and best meats around, go to the Butcher Shop, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. Not only can you get your meat there, but all kinds of other things. But you heard me talking earlier about the smoking cherry chicken that I made. Well, you want to get your chicken breast at the Butcher Shop. You hear me talking about I'm going to make the Buzzin' Blue steak tips tonight? You want to get the Terrace Major from the Butcher Shop. It's more affordable than going and getting steak tips at the supermarket, and you're going to get better quality meat by doing so. So just stop by the Butcher Shop, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. Take a look around. See what they're all about. Talk with Eric. Talk with Joe. Talk with Maria. See what they're doing over there and say, I get it now. I get why Tim says this is a real old school neighborhood market, because I feel like I've walked into something out of the 50s or 60s, yet I can get everything that I need that I would get at the supermarket as well. And what's great about it is you're buying local, you're supporting local. The Pinaretta family is a local family that's been in business for decades now, and they live to serve you. They are just looking to bring you the quality products that you want. If they don't have it, you ask. If they can get it for you, they will. So stop by the Butcher Shop, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford, and get yourself something delicious. All right, we're going to go into the news, and we'll be back right after we talk with Mike Roberts and get all the top stories of the day.
The ballot for New York City mayor is growing. A Motown star accused of assault and a former first lady being remembered with a new postage stamp.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent says the U.S. is not engaged in a trade negotiation with China as of yet.
Bessent made the comment while testifying to lawmakers on Capitol Hill Tuesday related to President Trump's budget request. However, Chinese officials have said in recent days they were assessing U.S. proposals to start talks. Bessent suggested trade deals could be announced with other partners in the coming days as well. During his testimony, Bessent said he expects to see a substantial reduction in the tariffs that were being charged, as well as non-tariff barriers, currency manipulation, and the subsidies of both labor and capital investment. I'm Lisa Taylor.
Andrew Cuomo plans to run for mayor of New York City as an independent. The former Democratic governor of New York announced the move yesterday, saying he will run as an independent regardless of whether or not he wins the Democratic primary. This as current mayor Eric Adams also running as an independent and skipping the Democratic primary entirely. Cuomo is currently polling first in the primary with State Assemblyman Zohran Mamdani in a distant second. There are reports that multiple Indian planes were shot down after the country launched attacks on Pakistan. Pakistani officials claim their country downed the aircrafts inside Indian territory. This comes after India said it attacked, quote, terrorist infrastructure in Pakistan in the disputed Kashmir region. India insists the strikes are non-escalatory in nature and that no Pakistani military facilities were targeted. famed Motown singer Smokey Robinson being accused of sexual assault by former employees. Their attorney, John Harris, made that announcement yesterday.
We filed a complaint against William Smokey Robinson Jr. and his spouse, Frances Robinson.
Four women, all employed as housekeepers, submitted a $50 million lawsuit in the Los Angeles Superior Court yesterday. Among their allegations are sexual assault, false imprisonment, and creating a hostile work environment. The lawsuit also named the 85-year-old's wife, Frances Robinson. The Education Department warning universities of their obligations to support student loan borrowers as the Trump administration begins ramping up collections for those in default. The department sent a Dear Colleague letter to universities on Monday saying schools with a high default rate among their alumni could lose access to federal student aid. Letter also tells schools to inform students any loans not in deferment or forbearance must begin repayment by June 30th. The letter came on the same day the department restarted involuntary collections for borrowers who have defaulted. First Lady Melania Trump helping to unveil a postage stamp honoring late former First Lady Barbara Bush. The First Lady will hold a ceremony at the White House tomorrow that will feature the first look at the U.S. Postal Service stamp, dedicated to the wife of late former President George H.W. Bush. Attendees are expected to include friends and family, the Postmaster General, and the George and Barbara Bush Foundation's CEO. Former First Lady died in 2018 at the age of 92. Wall Street closed yesterday lower as uncertainty over tariffs still weighing on the markets.
Stocks fell in a broad decline with no signs of progress on global trade deals. Investors are also awaiting tomorrow's policy decision by the Federal Reserve. The central bank is widely expected to hold interest rates steady on Wednesday. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 389 points. The S&P 500 fell 43 points. The NASDAQ lost 154 points. I'm Kristen Merks.
WBSM Sports.
The Red Sox lost to the Rangers last night 6-1. Both teams back in action tonight at 6:45 at Fenway. And the Celtics looking to win game two against the Knicks tonight at the Garden at 7.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast brought to you by C Street.
Waking up to a slightly less dreary situation, at least in terms of the heavy rain. However, still some patchy fog here on the South Coast this morning and some low-hanging clouds at times. So just make sure you're taking it easy on the road in those areas of low visibility, low beams, low speeds. Those high beams are not doing anything for you. Later this afternoon, we stay mostly cloudy, but dare I say, actually get a couple peaks of sun. However, unfortunately, the whole day isn't dry. A lot of it is, but we are looking out for a couple of showers on our Wednesday evening. High temperatures today in the low 60s along the coast and a little bit warmer in the mid and upper 60s inland. I'm ABC6 Chief Meteorologist Christina Schallhoop on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station WBSM and get breaking news alerts and all of our content with the WBSM app. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
That is Drive by the Cars. And who's going to drive you home tonight? Well, I don't care who drives you home tonight, but who's going to drive you home tomorrow after you leave Stevie's Wine and Spirits for the tasting that's happening? Tomorrow from 4 to 6, you can taste the full line of spirits from Mad River Distillers. So you can try their Burnt Rock Bourbon, their Straight Bourbon Whiskey, their Maple Cask Rum, and one of my favorites, the Revolution Rye. So you can try Mad River tomorrow from 4 to 6 at Stevie's Wine and Spirits, 115 Huddleston Avenue in Fairhaven. And remember, they are the home of the Purple Dot. So anything that has a Purple Dot next to it on the shelf, you can ask for a sample before you commit to buying it. So I'll probably see you over there at some point tomorrow for the tasting with Mad River Distillery. All right, 508-996-0500. We were talking about this flag issue, and we're getting some comments. We're getting some app chat messages. We are also, DSY mentioned that they're clearing out that space across from Vels and Wareham for Gatra, the Gatra bus. So they must be putting in a, I don't know, like a station or something. I don't know. But that's what he says. But as I mentioned, we're getting a lot of comments on this flag story on the WBSM Facebook page. And some of it is just, you know, outright stupidity. But some of it is people making some good points. And I that's why I think, as somebody who supports many of the causes that would want to have flags flying, I also say you don't need a flag flying. Just keep it to the U.S. flag, the state flag, the city flag. That's it. The minute you start bringing these other things in, it's harder to regulate and it's unnecessary. As I've been saying all morning, nobody ever had their mind changed because they saw a piece of cloth flying in the sky. Your efforts, your advocacy, your time is better spent finding other ways to spread the message. This is just the latest thing for people to get worked up and aggravated about. And it's not necessary. But at the same time, I see a lot of people who are commenting, you know, well, this is America. It should only be the American flag and nothing else. Okay, well then, I hope that you feel that same way when the city is celebrating whatever your heritage is. So if you're Greek, I hope they're not, you know, you feel the same way about them raising the Greek flag for Greek independence. If you're Azorean or Portuguese, I hope you feel the same way when they raise those flags up for the different cultural events we have in the city or because we have a visiting dignitary from one of those places. I hope you feel the same way when they raise the Irish flag for St. Patrick's Day. Because it doesn't worth, and also I hope you didn't go out and get yourself tacos and a margarita on Cinco de Mayo, because it doesn't work both ways. You can't say that you don't want when it's something that you don't like, but it's okay when it's something that you like. And that's why these policies need to be more restrictive. As the city points out in the flag code, the flag policy that it approved last year, these are not meant to be flagpoles for use of free expression. They're meant to be the city's official stance on something. And wouldn't you be upset if the city was making a stance on something you didn't agree with? Right? So that means that you can't let them make a stance that you do agree with. Keep it to just those three flags and you don't have a problem. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Oh, morning, Tim. Yeah, I'm just learning about your flagpole policy, but first thing that came to my mind when I heard you talking about flags there was that Trump's flags are made in China, and most of his gear, most of his shirts, his hats, all of his stuff is made in China, yet he claims to be the great patriot of America and the greatest patriot, and no one beneath him is a greater patriot. So go check out the phonies as that goes. But I was more interested in the issue of the tariffs and how that's really so destructive. It's when you start looking at the racism, playing countries against each other. If say, for example, the automakers are using as many as 25 different countries to manufacture their parts, and Trump decides to tariff each of those 25 different countries, but he tariffs them different amounts. So all of a sudden, the parts that go to the central location to be assembled, they cost a variety of different prices that apparently are going to change on a constant basis. And so nothing is going to be standard. And what makes it worse is each of those 25 different countries have to change their relationships with each other. And, you know, just because Trump is a dumb bigot doesn't mean that Ecuador has to hate Peru. But all of a sudden, the dollar value or the value of their currency is going to have to shift. And because Donald Trump is a dumb bigot and America has a lot of purchasing power, or did have a lot of purchasing power, his bigotry is going to cost the world a vast amount of money. And it's going to be cheaper for those countries to stop using the U.S. dollar, and that would ruin the value of the dollar. And it's an issue of self-preservation to ignore the U.S. dollar's worth, or to ignore us as customers. And when you start looking at, you know, Trump claims that he's a conservative, a fiscal conservative, a true conservative. Well, a true conservative doesn't chase away their customers. And that's exactly what he's doing. So he's not a conservative. And as a bigot, you know, he's basically, you know, a businessman knows the customer is always right. And in his case, the customer is always wrong. So if he, as a hotelier, a person that managed the lives of the people that lived in his buildings, if he treated his own customers that way, they would have moved out a long time ago.
Sure. I got to hold you here. I'm up against a break.
Sure.
But thank you for the
call.
Take care. And if you want to get back to the flag issue, 508-996-0500. But just to a point, when it comes to the caller's point about tariffs, keep in mind, too, that a percentage of American flags that you're hanging outside of your house, a percentage of those are made in China. And at one point, it was about 6% of the American flags in America were made in China. But now that number is increasing because people were looking to get them cheaper. The U.S.-made ones were more expensive, so they were looking to get them cheaper. I think, you know, part of the reason why you get a lot of predominantly made in the USA flags is because people buy them at Walmart. That's where people go to buy an American flag. Like, where can we go get an American flag to put outside the house? I don't know. I'm sure Walmart has them, and then they go to Walmart. I don't know what other stores are carrying the ones that are made in China, but, and there's nuances. Like, there's whole websites that tell you how you can tell where your flag was made. I mean, if it's made in America, it'll have a made in America somewhere on it. But, like, some of these flags that you're hanging up to, you know, show your power, show the strength and belief in America are made in China. So just keep that in mind when you're out there buying one.
If it's a really nice one, it was made in Vietnam.
Chris says, if it's a really nice one, it was made in Vietnam. But I think you've got to look at this. And again, as I said, I believe in all the causes that these flags support. I'm not crapping on the causes themselves, but we all get worked up over a piece of cloth that is never going to change somebody's mind. Either way, whether you're for it or against it, it's not going to change your mind. Nobody ever looked up at the flagpole and said, huh, I've decided to support that cause now. You know what? I am aware of autism now. I didn't know anything about it before, but now I'm aware because I saw a flag. You know what? I am aware of mental health. I mean, I get it. It's supposed to keep things top of mind, but all it does is cause divisiveness unnecessarily. All right, I got to take a break here. We'll be right back.
This time might be the last, I fear, unless I make it all too clear. I need you so.
Hey, Mr. Mister. That sounds like it's like an insult when you call somebody that. Like, Mr. Mister, like, what are you trying to say? Like, oh, you called me the same honorarium twice. Oh, you showed me. Come on.
Clean up your room, Mr.
Yeah, yeah. You going to talk to me that way, Mr. Mister? Well, you're going to learn something. I'm going to take these broken wings, take them away from you. You'll never fly again, huh? Live by my rules. Stop calling that Kiri, too. Leave her alone. Also a Mr. Mister song. So, anyway, 508-996-0500. We have a few minutes remaining. And in that few minutes, I want to tell you how excited I am about the fact that Dash Laundromat is soon going to have a second location. They're opening up in the south end of New Bedford across from Kilburn Mill. And I am very excited. It's they're getting closer. We'll have it in mind for you soon. But let me tell you a little bit more about Dash and why I love utilizing Dash Laundromat. There's no free dry gimmicks like you hear with other places. They know you know exactly what you're paying for at Dash. They have transparent pricing from start to finish. There's no surprises, no hidden fees. And you can get in there and do a wash and dry starting at just $6.75 for smaller loads. They also have a giant 80-pound washer that starts at $14 to make it easier to do all the family's laundry all at once. And you can add a 45-minute dry cycle with your choice of high, medium, or low heat, reverse tumble, anti-wrinkle settings. It's all included for just $16.50. Simple, fair, honest. That's how they do laundry at Dash. Download the Speed Queen mobile app, and you'll earn a 20% bonus on every deposit you put in over $10. The app makes your experience at Dash fast, fun, and super efficient, so you can skip bringing in change and making change and loading up your wallet with cash to make change and earn more every time. More laundry, less hassle, bigger savings. That's how they get it done at Dash. Check them out, One State Road in Dartmouth. Visit them online at dashlaundromat.com and follow them on social media to get all those updates on the new location coming soon to New Bedford. So you'll have the New Bedford and Dartmouth locations coming up very soon here to get it done with Dash. Or just be like me and just have them do your laundry for you. So much easier. All right, I've got to take one final break here before the end of the hour. We will be right back.
Dick.